Yesterday, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency indicated it would start the process of creating new drinking water limits for PFAS chemicals. PFAS stands for per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. The chemicals come from a number of sources, including fire foam used at airports, waterproof clothing, and in chrome plating processes. PFAS chemicals have been linked to a number of health issues. Joining us now is U.S. Representative Dan Kildee, who recently launched a congressional task force on PFAS contamination. Welcome back to Stateside.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So environmental groups say the U.S. EPA, in this announcement yesterday, is actually dragging its feet on this issue of a drinking water standard. What's your take?
Well, I was really disappointed. We, you know, have been awaiting some action from EPA on this issue for a long time. There are serious contamination problems around the country. I have at least three in my own district. The science is making it very clear that PFAS is a dangerous family of chemicals that has significant health impacts on people. And the EPA, which was designed to protect public health, is announcing a plan to think about making a plan at some point in the future.
Right. It's a take the first steps towards setting a drinking water limit by the end of this year. Is that the right pace for you?
Well, I mean, and I don't even know what that means. The first steps to develop a standard. Think about this. We've been waiting now for about 4 years for an update to the lead and copper rule. This administration has waited 2 years and hasn't even moved forward on updating the lead and copper rule. So if we take them at their word and look at their track record, and they don't even start thinking about what a drinking water standard might look like until the end of this year, it could be 2, 3, 4 years before we would see any protection from PFAS in drinking water. That's completely unacceptable. They're dragging their feet, and they clearly don't want to address this issue.
Congressman, help me understand this, because the U.S. EPA health advisory for PFAS in drinking water is 70 parts per trillion. The CDC, ATSDR, the agencies working together, says it should be something like 18 parts per trillion. My question is, when we're finding water at thousands of parts per trillion, why doesn't the EPA peg it at 70 parts per trillion for now and quibble about a lower level if necessary for a permanent standard later, or, you know, take first steps by the end of the year?
Well, that seems very reasonable, and it would be supported by science. But that assumes that the agency that we're talking about takes seriously the commitment that was made when the agency was founded. It is the Environmental Protection Agency, but they clearly have not been functioning in a way to protect the environment, to protect people from dangerous chemicals. And it's really a reflection of this administration's whole orientation. They proudly display every moment when they erase important environmental protections. They herald every opportunity they have to reduce the kind of constraints that are on corporations or other polluters, because that's what they believe in. I have to believe this. It's a terrible conclusion to come to. But they fundamentally do not believe in the mission of the organization that they've been charged to lead. That's a frightening thought. And there are consequences to that.
Only a few states, like Michigan, are actively looking for PFAS contamination. Are members of Congress generally aware and ready to do something to deal with this PFAS contamination? I mean, what can Congress do? And is everybody aware of the problem?
Well, they're only becoming aware typically when they have a PFAS contamination that's discovered in their districts. This substance, this family of substances are ubiquitous. They're virtually everywhere in the environment. There are at least 400 potential sites from the U.S. military alone across the country. But people don't become aware of them until a contamination is located. That's one of the reasons that Congressman Jack Bergman, my Republican colleague from Northern Michigan, he and I have legislation that we've introduced that would require the U.S. Geological Survey to go and locate all those sites, not just to wait for some contamination to be accidentally discovered, but actually actively get out there and find them. I think only then, only when we get a full handle on the size and scope of this problem, will we see many more members of Congress join this cause. Now, we do have a bipartisan task force that we launched just a few weeks ago. Democrats and Republicans, you know, dozens of members now that are coming together to address this. But we're at the very front end of this, and my hope is that we can move much more quickly. If EPA won't act, Congress clearly will have to step in and require the EPA to do the job that they were chartered to do.
Congressman Dan Kildee, a Democrat from Flint, is part of a bipartisan group in Congress addressing PFAS chemical contamination. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
To find out more about PFAS chemicals, what they are, how they might be harmful to your health, go to michiganradio.org and search for PFAS Explained. That's PFAS Explained.